Welcome to Stitches, the podcast for fashion and fiber addicts.
Hey everyone, this is Mari from DisparateDisciplines.com, and I can't tell you how excited I am because today I have with me Leela from the Three Dresses Project. Her blog has been a continual inspiration with some everyday clothing. Her Wonder Woman dress in particular is a favorite of mine, to historical garb from 1912 and fantastical costumes like a truly amazing Snow White creation. Check her out at threedresses.wordpress.com.
Thanks for having me, Mari. I'm a flame.
And I'm a burning ball of fiery enthusiasm.
So why'd you really have me here?
Well, I thought we should have a little chat.
Tell me, Mari, what's my problem?
Oh, well, aside from giggling too much, which I seem to have a problem with now, too, it's infectious. You need to be quarantined.
Okay, I'll be quarantined.
But I think...
Is there a Okay, that's what we're talking about anyway.
Yeah.
Just go ahead.
Today, we're chatting about what we call ourselves as people who like to sew. Some people like to call themselves sewers. More recently is the term sewist.
Well, I don't know about when I see sewer written down, I always think sewer.
Yes.
And then, you know, if I have a sewer problem, I know who to go to. If I have a sewer problem, no, I'm just kidding. But really, I know that for me, like, that's my reaction to it. I know other people don't mind it. And
yes.
That's why there are lots of words.
Mm-hmm. And I think that's why the term sewist came about.
Right.
Because people started blogging more, and then all of a sudden, it looked like they were talking about sewers.
Right.
And when I first heard the term sewist, I actually liked it because I thought sewist, you know, same as like cardiologist. It's just a suffix. But then I heard people talking about it as a cross between sewer and artist. And that seemed kind of pretentious to me.
Well, why pretentious though? Because it doesn't seem that way to me.
Well, it just, a lot of people who use the word sewist, and I use it too when I'm writing on my blog because don't want to sound like stinky sludge. I don't think anything I make with sewing is art. You can definitely sew and make art. You can sew your own clothing and have it be art. But I don't feel like a lot of what I see in the sewing online community is art or meant to be art.
So, because there's a whole realm of sewing art that's art.
Yes.
You know, that's like,
and I think
wearable
people like
art
Nick
or whatever.
Cave, who he designs these really elaborate suits, and it's visually they're spectacular because it's just things tacked upon things, but that's not the main point of it. It's to have people walk around in them, to perform in them, and it's the sound that his costumes make mm-hmm. as they're being used. More to it than just, I'm going to make something pretty, which is totally valid. That's pretty much all I do with sewing. But
I don't know. I mean, I've seen sewist written out, and although I switch around a ton of words mm-hmm. just because I don't really know. I mean, I kind of know what I call it. I call myself behind closed doors.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know. I mean, I don't see sewist as like it doesn't rub me the wrong way, mm-hmm. you know. What about hobbyist?
Hobbyist is actually, sorry, there's one more thing I want to say on sewist is, I guess the reason sewist gets me in relation to art is because I've heard people call themselves artistes with a capital A. It just reminds me too much of that. Mm-hmm. I specifically remember this one person who's a dancer, and she would puff herself up. I am an artiste, and flick her hand. And she was completely serious. And I associate sewist too much with that.
So it's really like
personal, but I have heard other people be not completely happy with the word.
Right.
To be searching for something else.
Right. I think it was on Sewaholic's blog that somebody in the comments was, I wasn't trolling, I swear, But I was, you know, looking around. And there were people saying that Sewist reminded them of, I mean, they just had really bad reactions to it. You can go read the comments and find out what that is.
And Leela's talking about the Sewaholic post that's about Sewer versus Sewist. Pretty much what we're talking about right now.
Right. So when I've heard, I was trying to mention the hobbyist thing, and whenever I hear people call me a hobbyist and they go, oh, it's your hobby, I feel like they're patting me on the head and it sounds demeaning to me, and maybe it doesn't sound demeaning to you, but that's why they're, again, lots of words.
Yes. But
it just seems like, you know, it's not just a hobby. I mean, I spend a lot of money on my quote unquote hobby. And I do get paid for some of what I do, and, you know, I sell some of the things that I make. I don't always do it. I don't always feel like it. So it's kind of a cross for me between hobby and, you know, part-time job.
I see.
So
I don't mind the term hobbyist so much because, unlike you, I don't sell things to people. So it's never really rubbed me the wrong way, but I can see what you mean.
Right.
No, where people would be sort of demeaning you.
Yeah. Well, what about Becky Homecki?
Yeah.
Oh, hello, Project Runway. Tim Gunn, why do you have to say that? Yeah. I mean, I get, you know, the whole, you know, you have people who, you know, maybe on the show or whatever will make it look sort of quote unquote homemade, but there are a lot of us that are making homemade stuff that's really high quality, and we're using high quality materials, and we're taking the time, and, you know, things are fitting right. So to call somebody Becky Homecki, or to make it really degrades home sewers. Home sewers.
Yes.
It degrades the home sewer.
Mm-hmm. Puts them down there in the
sewer.
It
puts the glug in home sewer.
Oh, that's nasty. Yeah, I can see why he might use it on the show, because things are supposed to be all about being fashion forward and playing to that ready to wear look or that couture look. But it just, the phrase hurts.
Oh my gosh.
If someone were to call me that, oh my God, I would be mortified.
It's painful.
I would have to crawl into bed and not come out for a long time.
So I actually like the word dressmaker. And I think, you know, it's not just because when I started my blog 2 years ago that I was intent on making a couple of dresses. You know, my goals were very, very meager. And I just wanted to make a couple dresses that would look nice on me, that would fit, because fit is a big issue for me. And I was a dressmaker, you know, and I didn't call myself a dressmaker when I started, but I definitely have sort of grown into that. And I kind of like that word. And since I do sew for other people sometimes, then it sort of fits with what I do, with like that profession slant to it.
Yeah. Dressmaker, it doesn't make you cringe like Becky Homecki. It sounds a little more professional.
Yes.
But it is also very gendered. And there are more guys who are starting to sew now.
Right. That's true.
And it can feel kind of limiting.
Well, like,
say, dressmaker, you just make dresses.
Right. And, you know, that doesn't bother me as much as I've heard it bothers other people. But I don't know that a whole lot bothers me.
That's probably a good attitude to have in general.
Actually, edit that out. A lot of things bother me.
Oh, like Becky Homecki.
There you go. Scratch the surface. Okay.
So speaking of related words, there's seamstress.
Right. Seamstress. I like seamstress because, you know, I think it also, for me at least, it does connote a job-like sort of thing.
Yes.
And I definitely do, again, do it for a job sometimes. But I don't think that all the sewing work that I do is seamstress stuff, you know, like mending or whatever.
So you feel that seamstress more connotes, say, mending.
I think it does. For me,
everyday, basic, homey stuff.
Yeah, kind of.
Kind of like making pillows even, or?
No, see, pillows. Okay, here's where the weird categories go into my into my thinking. Pillows is like home sewing, you know?
Okay.
I'm going to dig myself into a hole, aren't I? very quickly. Let's move on.
Okay. So I think that seamstress and dressmaker, I like those terms. And they seem to mean just about the same thing. But I think when you think of a dressmaker, you think of someone who's making more fancy things. They're perhaps more fun, dressy,
like
dressmaker.
Like frosting?
Yes.
Right.
Whereas a seamstress, like we talked about, it's more of the mending.
Right. That makes sense. Mm-hmm. I'll subscribe to that podcast.
Mm-hmm. Please do.
DisparateDisciplines.com.
So then there's tailor.
Yes.
And I, you know, and for tailor, like I really like that word, but mostly because my dad's aunts and uncles were all tailors and seamstresses, and they did all sew. It was all for money. Like that was their job. And so whenever I think tailor, I do think of an established business, blah, 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 blah. I don't think that if somebody calls himself a tailor, you know, who's a quote unquote hobby tailor, I still think that it's serious work.
Like, yes. Well, there's a lot that goes into tailoring.
Oh my gosh. Yes, there is. A lot more materials too. So can a woman be a tailor?
I believe so, yes. I mean, historically, these were much more gendered. Tailors were men. Seamstresses and dressmakers were women. But now it feels like the divide is blurring a little.
Yeah, that's nice.
Even among professionals. But there is even a divide in the professional fashion garment industry, right, where mostly men would be the pattern makers for menswear, especially for suits and things. And you wouldn't see that many women. Now, even that, too, is blurring a little bit.
Hmm. Interesting. And what about, like, couture sewing? Because, like, at what point do you call yourself or do you self-label as couture sewist? We're at the beginning again. Mm-hmm. Like, is it a snooty word? Or because I remember reading Claire Schaefer's book on one of her books on couture sewing. And what she was saying was that the second that you put a machine stitch into fabric, that you make that fabric stiff, like that it adds rigidity. And that sometimes in couture sewing or in tailoring, you don't want rigidity. Mm-hmm. You want more fluidity and you want more softness and all of that stuff. So it's really interesting to like think when I think of couture, I think of Claire Schaefer. I think of that book. I think of that mentality that that in some ways can seem very rigid in itself, you know, just in the labeling and all of that. I'm sure there's fluidity also within the world, but I always think of like, you know, everything must be stitched by hand.
I see. That's really interesting. I've never heard that before. I've done some hand sewing and I mostly do machine sewing because I'm impatient and I like to make things fast.
Yeah.
I've never noticed any difference in the fluidity of the fabric and the garments. But I think looking at couture sewing through that lens, it can seem pretentious, but I hadn't thought of it that way before.
Right.
Because there's, going back to Project Runway, I remember an episode where it was the couture challenge and there was a very strict definition of such amount of the garment has to be hand sewn.
Yeah.
Like 90% or something like that.
I didn't see that episode.
I can't remember when it was.
Wow.
Anyway, so couture sewing or couture sewer, sewist, that doesn't bother me so much because it seems like it seems much more defined.
Mm-hmm.
I guess there are rules almost to it. It's
right.
It has to be hand sewn as opposed to machine sewn.
Yeah. And actually, I think if, you know, at one point, I would love to make something by hand and have it have that that feel, because I've seen, you know, like you when you see a couture jacket or, you know, just all the work, you can sort of it feels different. It just feels different. And if you're going to put that much energy and that much of your time and your resources into something that's hand sewn, you are going to use the best quality you can afford, you know. Whereas, like, I know that I don't always go for the highest quality materials because I live in a culture of fast fashion.
Yes.
You know, which is a whole nother topic.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my gosh. but, you know, you were talking, I'm also curious about this whole idea of what people call themselves in the industry and, like, the sewing industry. Yes.
their people who do the sewing are called stitchers. And I really like that term because it's much more gender neutral than dressmaker versus tailor and all of that. And it seems pretty to the point, although I can see someone outside of home sewing or the industry not knowing what a stitcher is, whereas right. if you say sewer, they know right away.
Well, I've been called a stitcher in that, you know, ooh, what a lovely stitcher you are.
Oh.
That sort of thing.
That actually sounds nice.
Yes, it could. You know, and I think I've heard people say that it's a little like off-putting, oh, you know, because like, oh, all you do is
stitch,
is sew it pretty. Like you don't have any taste or you don't have whatever. I took it well because I was like, dude, that's why I took that close up. That's why I showed you my long stitch that I did on my industrial sewing machine that I call Max.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, that's why I did the close up. I mean, I wanted to show that I'm a fiery stitcher. But what about like other terms? Like there's the pattern maker, there's a draper, there's a cutter. There's I remember my mom was telling me that in Colombia, where I'm from Colombia, and in Colombia there are actually people, and I don't know if it's the same in the US, but there are people that actually all they do in like the sewing garment world is snip threads.
Wow. I don't know if it's that regimented here. I do know there's a difference between there's pattern makers are separate from people who cut the fabric and from people who do the sewing.
Right. Yeah. I know a couple of people that are actually in sewing businesses sort of thing. And they've mentioned like, you know, that, oh my gosh, I can't sew for myself because, you know, usually I have a cutter and the cutter, you know, won't cut my own personal stuff.
Oh.
So, you sort of, like at home, we do everything.
Yes.
You know, so I think that's probably why we kind of want a term that means all of the things, you know what I mean? Because we are putting the design into it. We are picking the fabric, picking everything.
And sometimes making our own patterns.
And exactly.
Cutting it all out.
Altering the patterns or, you know, what do people call the patterns that they put together from different patterns? The Franken pattern or something? I love that term.
Same.
And so there's that sort of thing. Like if you just called somebody a seamstress that went into all this, that put in all this work.
I see what you mean.
You know what I mean? Yeah. Like it might feel a little slight. Mm-hmm.
I can see that. I think though that might be part of the difference between people who sew and people who don't sew. Like if someone who's never sewn in their life calls you a seamstress, they might think it's just running stitches down things.
Right, right.
And not
oh, it's
all
easy.
That goes into it.
Oh, it's a really easy, it's a really easy dress. I love hearing that.
Yeah.
It's really easy. Well, and then like even in, I was looking up on Wikipedia because, you know, who owns an encyclopedia anymore?
Yes.
And so I was looking up on Wikipedia about if there were names or titles given to people that sewed. And really it was a little bit different because,
Historically speaking.
Exactly. Historically speaking, people were sewing a lot more practically.
Yes.
And I know that there was a practicality in, you know, during war times in the United States. I know that. But at the same time, like we're not we don't have to follow that right now. Like we're not in that position right now. Not all of us. So it's interesting to like see how, you know, maybe in the 14th, 15th century, the clothes that people were making were very practical, you know, so you had your one nice, you know, outfit or
for
whatever.
Sunday church.
Right, exactly. Mm-hmm. And that was why you would sew or you would sew to make money for your family. Like it was, it was that sort of like you sew to be able to provide. You don't sew for.
And you sew to protect yourself from the elements.
Right. Not just for fun, you know, like to make a Snow White costume because you can, you know.
Because it's pretty.
Because it's pretty and it's so much fun.
Yeah.
But it's interesting, you know, like brides were given a basket with just basic sewing supplies to mend and make clothes that they had so that they could last longer. Like it wasn't, the intent wasn't to make 30 gowns. It was, the intent was to have your one gown.
A life skill.
That's the word.
People, they weren't called sewers or anything. It was just part of living. You had to wear clothing.
Right.
And you needed to know how to mend it and to make it. As opposed from seamstresses who would be employed by, say, the nobility for all their fancy gowns. So historically, people didn't call themselves anything in relation to sewing unless they were doing it for money for other people, like with seamstresses. And I wonder when exactly terms like sewer and sewist came around. Right. I mean, it was probably a byproduct of the Industrial Revolution and all this mass produced, you know, fast fashion.
Right.
But it would be interesting to know around what decade that came around.
Well, I wonder if people listening to the podcast would know.
Yeah. Does anyone have any comments on that? Enter them below.
That'd be awesome.
Yes. And then, so things keep evolving. And now we don't just have people who sew for themselves and occasionally for money for other people. We also have a lot of bloggers who are branching out into business. What do we call ourselves when we've got a professional business that revolves around sewing, but we didn't go to fashion school or have an apprenticeship? When we only sew for ourselves and don't do custom projects for clients, but we own things like pattern companies or we teach sewing classes?
Then I think it just becomes a really personal choice, you know?
Yeah.
And I don't think any of these words or choices is right or wrong. I think it's what feels right. Exactly. Right. Mm-hmm. And the discussion is fun. That's all, it is. You know, that's really what it is for me, at least.
Same. So speaking of branching out into other businesses and people who make patterns and sew for themselves and their family, there's Steph from 3 Hours Past who's put together cake patterns.
Right. And actually, we're going to do giveaways on our separate blogs. So on Disparate Disciplines and 3 Hours.
Three Dresses.
Do I have a blog? Three Dresses Project. We are both going to be giving away for your sticky little hands. Mm-hmm. We're going to be giving away a tiramisu knit dress pattern as well as
the Pavlova wrap top and skirt.
So if you would like to win one of those, you can go ahead and if you're coming from my blog, you'll probably have to go back to my blog so that you can go ahead and enter. But all that information should be at the bottom of the post.
Yes. And what you need to do to enter is leave us a comment. What do you call yourself?
Right. No stress. No. You know.
Just what do you like?
What do you like?
Mm-hmm.
Just preference.
Yeah.
It's fun.
Mm-hmm. And leave us an email address so we can get in touch with you.
Yes, please. Because if you don't, we can't get in touch with you.
Yeah.
And if you don't follow our blogs, it's not a requirement. But if you don't follow the blog, there's no way, if you don't leave an email, for us to let you know that you've won if you win.
Exactly.
Because you want to win. Mm-hmm. You know you do.
Yes. Although, if you do follow our blogs, you will get an extra entry.
Really?
Ooh.
Extra entry. Mm-hmm. I like it.
Yes. So, leave us a comment. What do you think? Are you a stitcher? Are you a sewer? Are you a sewist? I hope you're not Becky Homecky.
But if you are, you know what? Live it. Love it. Be yourself.
It's okay. Have fun. That's the most important part.
Exactly.
So thank you so much, Leela, for coming today.
Thanks for having me.
Oh, it's been a pleasure.
Yay. Mm-hmm. It's been awesome.
Well, guys, see you around next time.
This has been an episode of Stitches, a podcast for the fashion and fiber addicted, brought to you by DisparateDisciplines.com.